Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Zero Days by Ruth Ware, published by Simon & Schuster in 2023. Today's book is all about technology, love, and vengeance. Jacinta, known as Jack, is a penetration tester. She's hired by companies to test the security of their organizations. Basically, she breaks into their buildings and reports back, while her husband, Gabe, tests the security of their technology. But one night after a disastrous test where Jack ended up getting arrested, when she returns home, she finds that her husband, Gabe, has been brutally murdered. After going into shock over the loss of her lover and best friend, Jack calls the police, but finds herself being questioned, especially about her movements in the hours before his death. While Jack thinks it was a hit, the police are pointing their fingers at her. Realizing that the police aren't interested in investigating other suspects, Jack has a decision to make, and she decides to run. Fleeing the police station, Jack must use all her skills to evade the police, who include her abusive ex-boyfriend. With the help of her sister and Gabe's best friend, and the kindness of random strangers, Jack must uncover what her husband was working on before he died, and who killed him. But as she runs out of options, food, money, and an injury that gets worse by the hour, can Jack solve the crime before she's captured? Zero Days is a breakneck thriller about technology, surveillance, and greed. Jack is an expert at working through security systems and has to rely on all her skills to help herself and find her husband's killers. The action is relentless as the days count down, but exciting and nail-biting as Jack tries to stay a step ahead of the cops. But Jack is not the tech expert, and she has to get help from others. But who can she trust? And in modern Britain, with its all-pervasive CCTV and tracking, how can she avoid detection without money, a phone, or a car? Alongside her burning desire to get to the truth, Jack is hurting, both emotionally and physically. There are moments when the grief is overwhelming, and Jack is unable to continue. Plus, she injures herself badly in one of her first escapes, and the wound is getting worse. Zero Days is an intriguing exploration of the world of security consultants and makes me think about how omnipresent technology is in our lives. It's also about corruption and greed, from the technology companies to the police themselves, including Jack's ex-boyfriend, who involves himself in her case, a man who's always wanted to get his revenge on her. But it's also about love. And while Jack definitely has the abilities, she isn't a superhero and gets battered along the way, and also has to face up against another enemy, sleeping rough in England in February. So if you like skillful heroines, technology, love, revenge, insurance call centres, and thrilling action, you might like Zero Days from Ruth Ware. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.